Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit
105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Okay, Truth Box time. Are we ready? This is a segment we've brought to the table. It helps us get really open and honest.
That's right.
It's a hard thing to do.
Very hard.
I mean, obviously.
Why is it hard?
Well, I mean, to a certain degree and extent, because we are very open and a lot of people are open, but when it comes to certain things, it's hard to answer questions.
Yeah, we're honest on radio. There's a lot of other radio announcers that aren't honest. They lie all the time. Not us.
Who?
I can't mention them right now. I'm not calling them out. But
why not? Oh, that's your question for next week that I'm going to ask you.
Okay, do it. Okay, you need to open the door and get in the truth box.
Get in. Okay, we're in. I've got a swear on my diary to tell the truth here as well. Your question this week.
Yeah, well, you've got to.
I solemnly swear on my diary that I will tell the truth.
Okay. Last week I was asked, Tools asked me, who's punching in her relationship between her and her boyfriend, Adam. Now, this week I was thinking to myself, how can I get the truth out of Tools? And I'm thinking, I don't want to make it relationship-wise. I don't.
Okay,
no.
Good.
So I'm going to make it work-wise.
Okay.
As you know, before I was here, there was a gentleman by the name of Jay.
Yeah.
People, it gets forgotten. It's like, why can't we talk about it? Yeah, he was here and now I'm here. So the question, it's true. It's like all of a sudden,
people
just disappear. It's like, where's your UFOs taking him? No, UFO people pass on and names shouldn't, get talked about. I'm like, I hate that. So now I'm going to ask you something.
Oh my God, Johnny.
You wanted.
What?
You wanted this segment. You wanted this segment.
What?
On air, who are you liking more, Jay or Joel?
Oh, my God.
You asked for it.
Oh, my.
You better.
God.
You got to be open and honest. Okay. Leave it to you.
So, I'm friends with, obviously, I'm really good friends with Jay still. And I'm friends with you.
This is
and
so
And I love you both.
Answer the question.
Okay,
you told me last week to
answer
the question.
Oh, my God. I'm doing it. You both bring great qualities to the table.
Fence!
Look, I absolutely loved what I was doing with Jay. I love change as well at the same time. And this is the job of what we do. We have to chop and change all the time, so we're used to it. Mainly it's the other people that care and get left behind and go, and it takes a while.
Yes.
But for us, this is normal.
Yes.
And people often ask me, but do you like working with Joel?
Are you getting to a point at all?
Oh, I don't know.
You told me you wanted this.
Okay. So what was the question again?
Hey, we've got to get to a song. Do not get out of this. You've got to ask, who have you enjoyed working with more at the moment?
I'm loving the freshness that you're bringing. And I honestly am, because it's challenging me. It's challenging me a lot. So I am really enjoying working. I've loved working with Jay. I did. And I still
I know
love
you
Jay.
Did. You and have said that time. All the time.
Yeah.
You have. Okay. Look.
But I love this new
Let
phase
it go.
As well.
I know.
No, I do.
I know you do. I did it. Look, that is the truth box. And that's why it's hard. It's hard. Last week was hard for me too. Like, that was a hard question, but I really had to think long and hard. And I didn't want to fluff it for you, because I know that you love to be really honest. And she has said all the time how much she loved working with Jay. So that's not fluffing it. I didn't mean to
put
other people down.
No, but
it
I
was
do.
Just more for a bit of fun as well.
The challenge is here at the moment and I'm loving it.
Good. Okay. That was the truth box.
That's the last time we do the truth
Next
box.
Week is me, hit 105.5.
So we're about to play a game. For Youth Week, we needed someone in the age bracket of the youth, which is 12 to 25.
That's right.
And we needed someone outside of that bracket. So we've got Emma and Keegan this morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going? First, Keegan, you're representing the youth. How old are you, Keegan?
I'm 14.
Oh, 14.
Excellent.
Okay, and Emma, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. So how do you think you're going to go first, Keegan?
Pretty good.
You reckon you're going to beat a 28-year-old woman?
Maybe.
He's got the confidence and the arrogance of a millennial. I love it.
Yeah. What about you, Emma? Are you going to squash Keegs?
Well, I hope to.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, you are both looking to get the Clubber's Guide to 2017, two CDs. Let's get to the questions. Here we go.
Okay. So your first question...
Name is the buzzer.
Oh, yeah, so your name as soon as you think you know the answer. Okay, who was our first female Prime Minister?
Keegan.
Oh. Keegs.
Slow off the mark, Em. But that's okay, I can hear baby in the background. Keegs, what's the answer?
Julia Gillard.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Keegs. You're that much closer to the Clubber's Guide 2017.
What school are you at, quickly, Keegan?
St. John Paul College.
Yeah, thought so. Thought it would be a private school boy. He sounds very onto it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so second question. What sport was Marion Jones famous for?
Oh, come on, guys.
Marion Jones. She was Olympian.
Emma?
Okay, have a crack, Emma.
I'm going to say running. She's a runner.
No. Absolutely. Emma, that's right.
She's a sprinter.
She's a sprinter.
And, that is one thing that we've got to give the Gen Ys credit for, and that's fluffing answers and, you know, just following it.
Yeah.
And faking it till you make it.
Is this the decide at all?
Yeah, so it's 1-1. Keegan's going very well. Emma's just got her first point on the board, and this is the decide. Are you ready, guys?
Sorry, but I'm just Keegan private school. You're not really happy about you just.
No, I am. I'd said he sounds like he's really onto it. I'm not unhappy about it.
Okay, Keegs, good luck.
Okay, so this is the last one, guys. What does it mean to swipe right?
Yeah.
Was that Emma?
I think that's something to do with Tinder.
It is!
Keegs!
Keegan, where were you?
I don't know. I was thinking.
Oh, that's what happens with
Keegan,
millennials.
Are you not on
Tinder? I'm like a married lady. I don't have Tinder. I just have friends that do.
Oh, there you go.
Our lives are very interesting here on the Coffs Coast, but I think it's more interesting over in LA.
Well, you can't say that. No, it's not.
Some of the time.
No. You could say that about anything. but we do like to check in with Dean McCarthy and find out the latest. Dean's on the line now. Now, Dean, Selena and The Weeknd, are these guys together?
Oh, my goodness. Let me give you the lowdown. Yes, they are dating, and they're about to release a song together. Now, I've got the juice on this. You will not read this anywhere. I heard this from one of the writers who are writing the song. That's how I found out. Here's the gossip. Basically, you know, they both have their own incredible careers, and they've been dating, and they want to take it to the next level, and they are going to collaborate for one song. We don't know whether it's going to be Selena's song featuring The Weeknd, or if it will be the other way around with The Weeknd song with her featured. But we do know what's happening. It's happening pretty soon, so I think this could be pretty epic.
I think that's going to be an awesome collab.
So that is a double. Because they keep their relationship a little bit on the down low. And then I thought, maybe they'd just been working on a song together and the people have misunderstood it and said they're in a relationship. So it's both confirmed. It's a tick and a tick.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. They're jumping in hook, line, and sinker.
So what about this one? Black China. She really wanted to be a Kardashian. She's lost that battle.
That's a good way to put it. So basically, Black China can change her name legally to Angela Kardashian. Her real name was Angela White. She's changing her name to Angela Kardashian. However, Kris Jenner has gone out through the legal process, which means Angela Kardashian, once Black China has changed her name to that, she will not be able to use that name in marketing or promotional purposes. So she will never be able to put Kardashian on a new lipstick range or whatever it is she wants to. They've blocked her from being part of the family. Ouch.
Well, they won that one because Kylie Jenner lost that one to Kylie Minogue, so the family got one up on this one, didn't they?
They absolutely did.
Thanks a lot, Dean McCarthy. We appreciate it.
Well, good to chat. Bye, guys.